Hi, I'm Mike Bremer, writer for SB Nation blog Wingman Motown, speaking with Red Wings center and NHL All-Star Dylan Larkin to discuss preparation for next season and his new partnership with Body Armor Sports Drinks. How are you, Dylan?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, just great. Thank you.
How does Body Armor compare to the type of stuff fans see players drinking on the benches during the games? Is it basically tell me what is this stuff like?
Well, it's pretty much, you know, what it is. I drink Body Armor. I think for myself, it doesn't have any artificial ingredients. No added sugar in the light product that I really enjoy, and I think it tastes great. Something that provides you with electrolytes and rehydrates quickly. So I drink it and swear by it, and really enjoy it. So whether it's after a workout or before a workout, during a workout, same with the game. So I find to be drinking it a lot, and could be more honored and excited to be partnered with them.
What's your nutritional regimen like? How has that changed from when you were young to, pre-draft at university to now?
I think it's changed a lot. I think even changed from my rookie year to now, just being more conscious about certain things, being more educated, and everything. I think at the level you want to play at, I guess, as an athlete, you try and find that peak athletic performance and that peak feeling of how you felt at your best, and you just continuously strive to find that. And I found, less sugar, more potassium, more opposed to sodium and, just antioxidants, coconut water, things like that Body Armor has in its sports drink, just fuel me better and make me feel better on a day-to-day basis, whether it's an off day or a game night. So it's just everything, really, with nutrition. I think, it's key to living a healthy and athletic lifestyle, or an active lifestyle. So, I really have bought into it the past couple of years, and even more so, more research, more learning, in quarantine and in the summer.
How has the 9-month off season and the uncertainty of the start date for the season changed the way that you're preparing for return to play?
Well, it's been hard. It's been pretty hard, where it's been long and there's been different target start dates, where, I believe the original plan was to be somewhere in October or November 1st to start. And it just seemed to be getting pushed back from there. And, it's been harder mentally, I guess, than physically. I feel with this 9 months, I'm as healthy as I've been, and no bumps and bruises for the first time in a while. So, my body feels great with training and eating right and doing all the things, extra time on the ice to work on different things. So I think it's just been tough mentally, where you go through periods of motivation where you're excited for a potential start date, and then it gets pushed back, and you're kind of upset about it, and you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But now, as we've gone into the winter, it seems, or we're hoping, and it seems like there's something close, and there's definitely that light there at the end.
Do you think this long rest period of time off, does that provide you any sort of advantage going into this season over teams that maybe haven't had such a long amount of time off?
Well, like I said, and I think last year we were very high with man games lost with our team, and we had a lot of unfortunate injuries, and severe as his case, but there's a lot of cases where guys were just naturally have bumps and bruises throughout a season, throughout, you know, multiple years of 82 game seasons and short summers. And, you know, I know personally I took the time to really heal up and rest up and, you know, really come back in the best shape of my life. And I think that's an advantage, and hopefully we can come and all be healthy and have a great season.
And finally, speaking of food and nutrition, if you had to pick one guy on the team in charge of meal prep for everyone all season long, who would you pick for that job?
In charge of meal prep?
Yes.
Wow, I'd probably go with Darren Hill. Darren, he's good on a smoker. He's good with marinades and all that. You know, he's a great dad to his three daughters. So, you know, I think he lives right down the street from me, so I get to see him a lot. But, you know, I don't think that takes away. He's a great cook. You know, before it'd probably be Jonathan Erickson and Darren in a tie, but it probably goes to Darren Helm now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time, Dylan. I really appreciate it. Thank you for indulging me. So that, folks, that was Dylan Larkin, Red Wings center, NHL All-Star, and partner with Body Armor Sports Drinks. And I'm Mike Bremmer with SB Nation's Wingnut Motown. Thanks.